Welcome to Time with Papa, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 20, Monday, day 140. Today's topic, no direction, no guidance. What can you do? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop. For a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 71 verses 9 to 14. 1 Samuel chapter 26 verse 1 to chapter 28 verse 25. John chapter 11 verses 1 to 53. Proverbs 15 verses 22 to 23. Today's main passage. 1 Samuel chapter 28 verses 5 to 8. When Saul saw the Philistine army, he was afraid. Terror filled his heart. He inquired of the Lord, but the Lord did not answer him by dreams or Urim or prophets. Saul then said to his attendants, "Find me a woman who is a medium, so I may go and inquire of her." "There is one in Endor," they said. So Saul disguised himself, putting on other clothes, and at night he and two men went to the woman. "Consult the spirit for me," he said, "and bring up for me the one I name." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. By listening, the topic of yesterday's blog was Jesus' sheep can be able to listen to his voice. Today we have a good example of not Jesus' sheep cannot be able to listen to his voice. King Saul was facing the strong army of Philistines and he was so frightened. He had the prophet Samuel to give him God's voice and direction. But Samuel died, and because Saul was in sin, he could not be able to hear any of God's voice or direction. The result is he went to find a witch to call up Samuel. Very sad. My mother had the similar experience because of her anxiety 1 year before she retired. She was persuaded by her colleague to find a witch to ask for her future. She was in big trouble for more than 10 years because of that. Jesus' sheep can be able to listen to his voice. It's so real. If you do not have direction and your future is not secure, do not try to find other ways. What you need to do is to try your best to be Jesus' sheep and to enjoy his daily words and direction to you. That's the only way out. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to try our best to be your sheep and to enjoy your daily words and direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, any inspiration from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be able to listen to Jesus' voice every day? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's message. May the Lord bless you.